WWTC News Radio presents Amateur Radio, a look at this hobby from a Twin Cities perspective. Presented as a service of WWTC in cooperation with the Minneapolis Radio Club.
Good morning. Welcome to another Sunday morning edition of Amateur Radio. I'm Steve Brown, WA0ACX. We'd like to apologize to those of you who missed us last week. Time limitations and a lack of available interviews caused no program to appear last Sunday morning. And with your help and our perseverance, hopefully that won't happen again in the near future. We've lined up some very interesting programs in the coming weeks. And this morning is no exception, because the topic of conversation on Amateur Radio this Sunday morning is contesting. You, if you are not a ham, may wonder what contesting is. As a non-ham said to me last week, I'd like to get into a ham radio contest. What sort of prizes do you win? New cars, trips to Hawaii, things like that. Well, that's not the essence of ham radio contesting. And a good case in point is our guest this morning, Jim Spaulding, W0UO. Good morning, Jim. Good
morning.
Welcome to Amateur Radio here on WWTC. I was turned on to you by another avid contester, but not quite as vocal person in Minneapolis, K0KX, formerly WB0ANT, Mark Franklin. He said, Jim's the man to talk to. He's Mr. Contest in Minnesota. Not blowing his own horn as much as blowing yours, but from what we've talked about before the interview started this morning, it sounds like you've had your fair share of contest background. Let's start off with just the question, what is a contest? What is this ham contest if it's not for for money?
As for why? Well, the whole idea of a ham contest is to test an operator's effectiveness and a station's effectiveness.
And the effectiveness gets tested a little more quickly than just the cut-and-try method of fix the antenna and see how well you talk to somebody on a limited time basis. In other words, things happen very quickly.
Oh, they can, right. The whole idea is to find out how many contacts you can make against how many multipliers in a limited time period.
Okay, now for the uninitiated, contacts. What constitutes a contact in most of these ham radio contests?
A two-way contest and a minimum exchange, depending on the contest rules.
For example, call letters and a signal report?
Call letters, signal report, and state, or call letters and signal report, and power.
Again, I guess that depends on the specific contest. Now, you said a multiplier. What's the multiplier?
Well, a multiplier can be the number of states that you work, the number of foreign countries that you work, the number of ARRL sections that you work, or the number of counties or whatever, depending on the contest rules.
I know another thing that comes to mind in multipliers is in field day, you get multipliers for power level, things like this, whether you get points for a publicity message, whether you've used the amateur satellite service to make contact. But I guess overall it's just depending on what the contest is again. Maybe we should go down a list of some of the contests, and by no means the list that you've shown me this morning is the whole thing, but these are some of the bigger ones. Why don't you tell us about the bigger contests that you're involved in or that the majority of hams get involved in?
Well, there's a number. You start with field day, which takes place in June. That's a test of emergency effectiveness.
And we'll be talking at length about field day in the coming weeks, by the way.
Okay, then we have the domestic contests, which include sweepstakes and CD parties, so forth. And the international contests, the ARRL DX contest, the CQ Worldwide DX contest, some international contests sponsored by other countries, the Worked All Europe, the All Asia, the VP9 contest.
Now, you did say the VP9 contest does offer a prize, correct?
It's the only one that I know of that offers a prize. First place in North America and first place in Europe get a free round trip to Bermuda to accept the trophy.
Oh, my. Sounds like quite a prize. How did you fare in a contest like that?
Well, I made third once, but nowhere near the money.
Third doesn't sound bad out of quite a few hams, I'm sure. What about other contests that aren't involved in the HF spectrum that move on up?
Now, there's a number of specialized contests, the VHF contests, including the VHF sweepstakes, and a brand new one this spring, the moon bounce contest for the fellows that enjoy bouncing a signal off the moon.
And probably in a contest like that, the pace is a little slower than it would be for the high-frequency contest, where the contacts are a mile a minute, as you might say.
Well, considerably slower, right?
Why enter a contest. What's the business? Now, we should make it clear that not all amateur radio operators are contesters. I'd say that a fair share have participated in a contest in one form or another. I know hams that participate but don't ever send their logs in, just get in to throw a few contacts out. But what's the motivation here? There's certainly no financial gain, and in most exceptions anyway. Why do it?
Well, primarily it's a way to test your effectiveness as an operator and the effectiveness of your station. I think most people delight in having a chance to compare how well they can do anything with how well someone else can do it. And it's a sport, a little competition that's can be quite enjoyable.
But more than just winning. Obviously, in a contest with, let's say, sweepstakes with thousands of entrants, your chances of winning aren't that great. You've got a lot of competition.
Right, and I think you look at the attitude you take toward lifetime sports. It's not really important to win. It's important to learn how to do it right.
And that's the trick. How do you successfully operate a contest? Your success has been quite good. I don't know offhand. Have you placed first in a national contest, or what? How does that work out?
No, I've made the top 10 for the high band portion of the ARRLDX test once. And we went to Jamaica this winter and placed fifth overall, but nowhere near first.
Oh, let me sidetrack you a minute here. You went to Jamaica. Why do that?
Well, two reasons. One, to get out of here in the wintertime. And second was to operate the ARRLDX test in the one-weekend de-expedition class from Jamaica.
Quite a trip, especially in the winter, I'm sure.
Very enjoyable.
It looks like we're going to have enough time at the end of the interview here. I'll run just a little bit of the tape that you brought in today. Very interesting tape that shows you how quickly contacts can be made in amateur radio. And we'll let the folks hear a minute or so of that, get the idea that things happen very quickly. It was interesting to me in the tape that when we were listening before the program this morning, you were answering calls that I didn't hear. You were picking out calls in your ears that didn't stand out in my mind at all. A couple times I went, hey, what about WDZ? And you were responding to someone else. Why does that happen?
Well, that's just primarily how well an operator can hear or how an operator hears. We all hear a little bit differently. We all pick something different to cue on. The idea in a contest, of course, is to work as many as you can in as short a time. And I pick something different to cue on than you did.
How many? Maybe 50 contacts an hour? Is that a fair number?
We hit a peak of about 240 per hour.
240 different people you've talked to in 1 hour?
Right.
How can you keep that average up for a period of time?
No, we averaged about 120 an hour for the 48 hours.
That's still a lot of stations. How many operators in an operation like that?
Five altogether.
So you rotate in shifts, and when one guy falls over, somebody takes his place, I guess.
Right.
Well, let's talk some more about the, I don't want you to give away any of your trade secrets on contesting here. Hopefully, there are a few hams with their tape machines running this morning, so don't give away your big trade secrets. But what do you view as the fundamentals of being a successful contester in amateur radio?
Well, the fundamentals are to lay your station out so it's comfortable and convenient to operate. Get as effective an antenna as you can on the property that you own and within your budget limitations, and learn to operate that equipment just as well as you can. The skills you're looking for are quickness and timing, a good ear, being able to do your logging and duping quickly.
Well, maybe we better interject, too, that in any contest of this sort, although the FCC has relaxed the regulations for hams on logging contacts now, you do need to maintain a complete log.
Right. That is your entry into the contest, is the log.
And that needs to go along with the entry, so it's got to be down there. The duping thing you mentioned, fill us in on that.
Okay, that's a method of making sure you don't contact the same station twice within the contest rules.
So that never happens, theoretically.
Well, you are not allowed to count the duplicate contact in the contest. So you keep track of who you've talked to so that it try to avoid talking to him a second and third time.
Tell me about your expertise. In a contest, let's say, where you'd make 1,000 contacts, the past sweepstakes, for example, how many dupes did you wind up with?
Oh, 35 to 40.
That's 0.35%, something like that? That's
right.
Pretty good. Do you write down everything, or is it a lot of memory involved there?
It has to be written.
So it's all written down as it goes.
Right.
I guess things have gotten a little tougher. I haven't operated a contest in sweepstakes 3 years ago, but with the extra prefixes now, it must make the dupe sheet look a little more complicated. I know it used to be underline, circle, and double underline. They must have you starring and marking the dupe sheet pretty heavily now to figure out what prefix in addition to the last three call letters.
Right. We're not too sure how to run it this year. There are just about 7 or 8 active prefixes, and it's going to be very difficult.
Now, I've heard people in the past say that were non-successful contesters say, gee, you know, the whole trick is a kilowatt or maybe an illegal kilowatt on each band and the best antennas you can get, and if you've got that, you've got it made. Is that a fair statement?
Not at all. Not at all. I was beaten this year in the sweepstakes by Steve Bowler, N0NO. I ran a kilowatt, he ran 200 watts. I had a beam, an inverted V's, and he had a vertical.
So there's no comparison in stations.
It's
an operation.
Operator skill.
You mentioned some good success with what's known in the ham radio business as a Hot Water 100. What about that?
It can be done. It's a good radio. You learn how to use it, what its limitations are, and you work from that.
So that's not very expensive. I know in many cases you can pick them up for a couple $100s on the used market.
Right.
And with that and some fairly simple antennas, it can be done pretty easily then, I guess.
Right.
We're running short on time, and I do want to leave enough time to get in a little tape of what happened when an American ham gets on the other end of the DX pipeline. We want to thank you very much for coming to join us this morning and tell us a little bit about contesting in ham radio and wish you good luck in the next contest. I guess that must be field day now.
Right.
Let's conclude the program now with a little sound from the D-Expedition for the DX contest of W0UO portable 6Y5.
FL, W0UO portable 6Y5, QRZ.
4, Roger, Victor.
4, Roger, Victor, you're 59500.
59, Virginia.
Your call?
And 4, Roger, Victor.
QSL, W0UO portable 6Y5, QRZ.
Delta
Whiskey, you're 59500.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Henry, Henry Whiskey, 59, Tennessee.
QSL, W0UO, portable 6Y5, QRZ. Portable 0, portable 0, you're 59500.
Yeah, QSL 595, Eddie, you're 59, Missouri, from Whiskey 9, Kilo, Quebec, Foxtrot, portable 0, W0UO, portable 6Y5, go ahead.
W9, KQF, portable 0, W0UO, portable 6Y5, QSL, QRZ. Whiskey Germany, you're 59500. QRZ contest, W0UO, portable 6Y5.
K5 Uncle Charlie, Uncle Charlie, bye.
K5 Uncle Charlie, you're 59500.
QSL 59500, you're 59 Arkansas, 59 Arkansas, 73, K5UC.
QSL, QRZ, W0UO, stroke 6Y5.
Whiskey Germany.
Whiskey Germany, you're 59500.
QSL 59500, you're 59 Virginia, 59 Virginia from Kilowatt 4 Hotel, Whiskey Germany.
That's all the time we have for amateur radio this morning. See you next Sunday morning. I'm Steve Brown, WA0ACX 73.
You've been listening to Amateur Radio. This program was produced at WWTC as a weekly feature in cooperation with the Minneapolis Radio Club.